early on, just as Portland came out and looked to go toe-to-toe with San Francisco on Thursday, they were ready for the challenge, and it was the veteran Mikey Henn breaking the ice. Suggs, backdoor lob to Timmy, reverse lay-in, too strong over the rim. Henn made him go further out and around under the hoop than he wanted. Portland still looking for a bucket. Henn will try a three. Deep three, and he knocks it down. Timmy not coming out to catch it. Three all there early on. The threes would keep falling as Latrell Jones got open. Ali fakes the handoff, goes into the baseline, finds Jones all alone in the corner for three. Three threes for the Pilots in the early going. We're tied at 11. They hung around, staying within single digits, thanks to Latrell Jones doing things that only Latrell Jones does. And Adams starts the offense with Eddie Davis. Henn pops top of the key. Now to Jones on the left wing. Adams comes back to get it. Dribbling, curling, spinning off of Cook. Gets into the paint. Cutting baseline. Jones with a reverse lay-in. Pilots within nine. Jones would keep them within single digits as the first half progressed. Ali trapped in the corner. Now finds Curtis on the right block. They skip a pass to the far corner. Jones. Pump fake, lets the defender fly by and hits the 18-foot jumper on the baseline. 37-25 at that point. Gonzaga still inching around, but Mikey Henn keeping Portland within shouting distance. Jones comes to the left. Now top of the key, dribbling against Kispert. Pass knocked away by Watson. Jones gets it back. Eight to shoot. Bounce pass Henn underneath. Lets Kispert fly by and lays it up and in. Good execution that time by the Pilots, making the extra pass. Unfortunately, Gonzaga would keep making runs. Ahmed Ali giving Portland a little life going into the halftime locker room. Ali over the top to Dasher into front court. Dasher sends it back to Ali on the left wing. Drives on Kispert. Steps back. 7 seconds to go. Jones, he's trapped. Ali, deep three on the left angle is good from 30 feet out by the hash mark. 56-35 at the break. Portland, though, wasn't going to give up the fight just yet. It was Latrell Jones trying to spark it. Suggs curls up. Now Watson top of the key. Dumps it down to Timmy, but the pass stolen by Henn. Good job fronting. Outlet Ali. Lobs it to Jones for the two-handed flush. And that's the excitement the Pilots need to have to start a run. They couldn't ever get the run going. Gonzaga would open things up. Mikey Henn, though, starting to find his range more consistently. And Gonzaga now in full control. Mikey Henn fires a three. That one's good. And maybe Mikey Henn can use some time here to see if he can get his shot going. He'd get another opportunity just moments later. Ali working against Nembhard. Timmy hedges. Back to Henn. Now Jones at the right elbow, spinning on Kispert. Eight to shoot. Henn, deep three straight away. Got another one. Mikey Henn, 71-45. But seeing the threes go in started to become infectious as the reserves came in, beginning with Takiula Ferenson. Adams now fouling extended left beyond the arc. Takes a Curtis screen up top. Finds Takiula Ferenson, who fires a three straight away and knocks it down. And this might be a time to see if they can get their shooters into some sort of rhythm here against the Zag reserves. From there, it was the freshman coming in, Zach Triplett, with a trio of deep shots. Triplett in transition, three in the corner. Here we go. So we've been waiting to see Zach Triplett get some extended run. Back-to-back threes. Chase picks Cook's pocket. One on two. He will go to the rim, lay it up and in. Count the bucket. As he hits the deck hard on the foul from Strother. Pilots reserves would keep it respectable. They thought about getting it inside of 20 on a couple occasions. Forced Mark Few to bring the starters back in there with about 7 minutes to go just to make sure they didn't make a run. But Portland would get no closer, and they fall for the 13th consecutive time to Gonzaga. 116-88 is the final.